There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
This is a remarkable story. This is what we're going to be looking at now, and it is a major international industry. Sally Moose is just looking up the figures for lightning treatments.
It's just, it's amazing. When you open a magazine, wherever it is on TV, you will see ads for skin lightening, how to make your skin fairer. And in fact, currently the industry globally is worth $10 billion and is projected to triple to $31.2 billion by 2024.
31.2, that's 8 years away. That's 7 years away.
Yeah.
It's tripling staggering. In 7 years. That is staggering. I mean, the thing is this. Here's the story. Skin lightening treatment is gaining popularity amongst some beauty salons. The problem is the licensing of this product and whether or not they can actually legally offer it. Zina Zalameh has been talking to a salon worker here in Dubai. So let's have a look at this story, Zina.
Yes, it's very interesting. It might sound bizarre to you, Tim, because in your neck of the woods, people go to tanning salons to be darker. And it's the complete opposite with people from my country, my region. But, you know, in the same vein, pun intended, it's the same thing. Mm. You want to be something you're not. You want to look like a certain person that you are not.
In Jamaica, it's really, really popular. They have a dancehall artist. He's called Vibes Cartel. He sings about a product called cake soap, which is used to lighten their skin. So from sort of early 2000s, there was this drive. So many people wanted to be lighter. So the darker they were, that was sort of seen as less attractive, less successful, and they wanted to be as light as possible. And then all my friends growing up who were white in the UK wanted to be as brown as me, if not browner. So it was kind of like this drive. When you're paler, you want to be darker. When you're darker, you want to be lighter. So I'm not surprised that it's a big problem.
It is. And I've been it all started. So Rachel Salinel, my fellow journalist in the ARN newsroom, we've been talking about this for so long now. And we had this idea of doing a story on it because she knew someone who worked in a salon who had hundreds of customers. And this salon isn't even licensed to offer this treatment. I'm going to tell you all about this beauty treatment. So there are lots of whitening beauty products. They come in creams, capsules, they're taken orally, gel, whatever, shampoo. Shampoo to whiten the scalp, I guess. But this one is very new in the market, I guess. It's called a beauty drip. I am not sure if I can say the brand name of it because it's not legal here. And I'm not sure what sort of other products they're using with it. But essentially, it's a beauty drip. The benefits are it's packed with vitamins. That's what the salon worker has been telling me. It's packed with vitamins. And so you glow and you don't look stressed when you're stressed. And the side effect is it lightens your complexion. And that's what customers want. They want to be whiter.
So let me get this straight. This is a drip in the same way as you would be put on a drip in hospital. Is that how it's administered, or is it an injection? It's a drip.
It's a drip. It also comes in the form of an injection.
So it's both?
Yeah, it's both. So there's different types right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think the more popular form is the injection one. There's a vial, there's a syringe, and you can... You can order them online or someone provides it, obviously illegally for you. Mm. And it's very convenient to just go to these salons. I'll tell you why it's illegal, because these salons are not licensed. The salon workers are unlicensed practitioners as well. And the products are not registered with the ministry or the DHA. So I've been speaking to this salon worker. And when I asked her where the products come from, and whether she knows that health authorities strictly prohibit such unlicensed treatments, here's what she had to say.
One of our staff orders it from overseas and it gets shipped into the country. Of course we're scared because what we're doing is unlicensed, but so far it's been okay. We usually go to clients' homes, but some of them live far from the salon, so they come to us to get the treatment done.
Okay, so unlicensed, illegal, they shouldn't be doing it.
they shouldn't be doing it at all, because we don't know the long-term effects of, there hasn't been a study that looked into the long-term effects of it. So because you're injecting it straight, it goes straight into your bloodstream, it could be affecting your organs, and because you're using syringes that are from overseas, so they've not been vetted by health authorities here, but they remain so popular despite the prices. The prices range from 2,000 to 2,500 for 10 sessions. I was told you need 10 sessions to be able to see results. You either go to the salon, and as the lady mentioned, they can come to your house if you don't feel like going to the salon. Clientele, I can tell you it's 90% Filipinos, 90% Southeast Asian, and the rest are Arab and Indian. And it all stems from the desire to be whiter.
And Zina, I mean, there's lots of customers going to these places, 200 regular customers at one salon. They're offering to go to your home as well as have you come to the salon. I mean, it's unlicensed, it's illegal. What is going on to stop this?
Yes, I know. It's a coincidence that when we started doing this story, the Ministry of Health and Prevention issued a warning against these products and against these salons. They said they're cracking down on unlicensed beauty treatments. They're visiting salons and warning customers not to avail these treatments and services because they didn't go through, you know, rigorous process of, you know, inspections and that sort of thing. And the Philippine consulate, even in Dubai and the Northern Emirates, has issued an official notice warning all Filipinos here in Dubai and the Northern Emirates, don't transact with individuals who are not licensed to put a needle in your skin and your, you know, to apply something intravenously to your body. This is something that should be done in clinics. So there are beauty clinics that do it. This is the new form of beauty treatment now. They have vitamin drips. And if you go on legit websites and if you visit clinics here that offer it legally, then there's no problem with that. But there are salons here that bring in products from the Philippines or elsewhere and offer these treatments. They're illegal. They're much cheaper, still costly, but they have... The one thing's for sure, they have hundreds of customers. And of course, I'd like to stress that, you know, even if they crack down on every single salon, it takes time to really change the mindset for you to be okay with your skin color. And that's something that I think it's a lot more work to change people's mindsets.
Well, this is the issue, isn't it? You have this enormous issue of if you're not confident in how you are, how you look, who you are. That's surely what has to be addressed first. I'm really shocked. I just think that you would put something in, pay money, a lot of money, to put that kind of poison in your body with somebody who doesn't know.
I'm not that surprised. I know things like tanning injections are prevalent in countries where people want to be darker. It's no different from someone taking a tanning injection, and you're risking your health, sure, your safety with the needle, with anything intravenous. But I think the mindset issue that Zina raised is that there is in so many places this idea of class and colour being so tied in together that the desire to be perceived as something else is stronger than what you're afraid of risking by doing it.
Mm. It's just incredible to me. And the issue is, of course, if this is just one salon that you have been speaking to, or one person from one salon with hundreds of customers, there's no shortage of salons here. And I guess lots of those salons are offering something similar. So that means thousands, perhaps tens, perhaps hundreds of thousands.
Yes, I guess we'll never know the number because it's an underground enterprise. But it's really worrying.
Okay, that's one story. More on that story a little bit later on. I'm seriously quite shocked.
I'm very passionate about this issue.
I'm not surprised.
We could talk for hours about this, but
yeah, I think we could too.
What do you think of that? 4001, or find it'd be interesting to see your thoughts. If it doesn't surprise you, if it shocks you in the same way as I'm a little bit taken aback, a skin lightening treatment apparently gaining popularity in some beauty salons. The issue is the fact that it is there in the first place, of course, but it's not licensed and it is not tested. It is expensive. It just strikes me as being poisonous in almost every way. But thoughts on that? It'd be interesting to hear from you. Zina, for now, appreciate it. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook. Tweet at Dubai Eye 1038 FM.
There are quite a few stories on the Hour and News Centre app, and there's another one that's not dissimilar to the skin lightening. This is slightly different, but the Ministry of Health and Prevention in the UAE is warning people across the country about the dangers of bodybuilding products that are illegally marketed online. Public health policy and licensing officials have already alerted pharmacists and private hospitals against these products. This follows an alert from the US Food and Drug Administration. Rob Dunker, a health and fitness professional in Dubai, explains how these products can lead to serious health implications.
Can affect not only your metabolism, but they're going to affect your heart rate. Your heart rate is going to be at an elevated rate for a prolonged period of time. It can affect your endocrine system or your hormone secretion system, make them overstimulated for periods of time. So when they're exhausted, they don't actually produce normal amount, especially when you actually stop taking these products.
And reports have also suggested that products are found to contain toxic or steroid-like substances and artificial male hormones. The Ministry of Health and Prevention has also revealed that these products, apart from seriously harming your liver, can also cause severe acne, hair loss, increased aggression and depression. The side effects can also be as serious as kidney damage, heart attacks, stroke, pulmonary embolisms, which is the blockage of a major blood vessel in the lungs, and coagulation in deep veins. Rob had this advice for people if they are looking to buy such products.
Best thing to do is obviously anything that you can find in a pharmacy is probably going to be fairly safe. And also when you're actually looking at the stimulant or the compounds that are in the product, try and ensure you actually know what the compounds are before purchasing. So for example, if something says cinnamon bark extract or green tea extract, you know that it's actually from natural sources.
And that was Rob Dunker, a health and fitness professional based in Dubai.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.